From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, on this fabulous Friday, the second day of April already. Hi, I'm Stacy Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And this happens to be Good Friday. And I pulled up on social media this morning. Franklin Graham said, "Why is today Good Friday? Because a little more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ took our sins to the cross, where he died and shed his blood for our sins and was buried for our sins. And on the third day, God raised him to life. If we trust him by faith, repent of our sins, God will forgive us, heal our hearts, and give us a new life with him for eternity." Now, that's Good Friday. Matter of fact, it's a real Good Friday, and we praise God. And he used the scripture, 1 Peter 2:24, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we may die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds, you and I, friends, have been healed." And so it is Good Friday, and it's Good News Friday. And even though we're going to look at some of the headlines, and certainly there's a lot of stuff going on right now, I've brought in some guests this morning that I think will stir up some faith and hope in us this morning. And I'm looking forward to that discussion. And as we look at the headlines today, I want to thank Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. If you need any insurance needs, any help at all, he can help you, and he does a great job. He's my insurance agent, in fact. SunderlandAgency.com, 503-885-0789. Well, we've got some news that I want to share with you. Of course, Northwest Observer, if you haven't had a chance to check them out, northwestobserver.com, they have some great stories that affect you and I day-to-day, kind of highlighting some of the stuff that's going on. And this one is interesting. It's Oregon's economy is soft. Oregon continues to lose local businesses. And it says the first Dairy Mart store opened in 1965 by Gladys and Howard Gibson. The couple had owned and operated Lockmead Farms in Junction City since 1941, and the store was a way to get the farm fresh milk directly to customers. Three generations later, about 20 Gibson Straub family members still work with the Dairy Mart and the farm companies. Unfortunately, it says that this family, until today, there were 44 family-owned and operated stores from Albany to Cottage Grove. These small neighborhood stores employed more than 500 people. However, today, Dairy Mart announced via Facebook that it was closing one of its stores. They posted, "The Dairy Mart store located at 1785 West 18th will be closing its doors for good at 8 p.m. this evening. This is a sad day, as this is one of our original stores. The city of Eugene and the state of Oregon are making it increasingly difficult to run a business. Minimum wages have increased over $4.75 an hour, which we could support, except the state put on the backs of businesses a corporate activity tax and the city of Eugene an employment tax. This location cannot sustain these additional costs of doing business. Please support the stores closest to your location." And of course, Dairy Mart is not alone in this, and I'll put a link to this story because I think, again, when we talk about the conversation of what we're facing here in Oregon with our neighbors, we need to be alerted to this, and we need to alert them, because when we're having these discussions about our liberties being challenged every single day, these business owners have been through it. And there's a lot of departments under the leadership of Governor Brown that have had major crashes this last season. Listen to this. Unemployment department crash. 270,000 unemployed Oregonians stranded from jobless benefits. The DMV crash. 3-month delay for driving tests and other appointments. The health authority crash. Number three slowest state to open vaccine appointments. Thousands of seniors blocked from setting up appointments. And then the housing department crash. Millions in relief funds frozen for landlord rent compensation. These are real life up close situations facing Oregonians every single day. And of course, we're still with this threat of the mask mandate, right? Today is the last day that you can write to our, and we put a link again up on our Facebook page where you can send an email and say, no, we don't want this mask mandate to be permanent. And I don't know if you heard in the news at all, but Wisconsin High Court voided their governor's mask mandate, settling partisan dispute. And I think this is something that's kind of interesting as we see some of these lawsuits that are playing out around the country. And there are some lawsuits against Governor Brown and some of her overreach mandates that are happening here in Oregon. But it seems like the judicial side of things is so slow. Justice is slow. And as we stir about all of these conversations and all of these things that are happening, we're finding out more and more that people are kind of tuning out. People are overwhelmed with all the news, it seems, from left and right and center and everywhere else. All this stuff is coming, and we're like, okay, it's too much chaos, too much noise. We're tuning out, and I'm concerned about that. And we had kind of a pre-discussion this morning before we got on the air. I have Pastor Lou Wooten from the River Church here in town, and I have Ben as well. Ben is with the Salem Business Journal, and it's Ben Punley, right?
Yes.
All right, Ben. Glad to have you here. And gentlemen, I want to talk a little bit about kind of the where we're at today, the state of the state, which I just kind of laid out in our news, right? But I wanted to give some hope, some action steps to empower people and how they can stay engaged and not tune out during this process. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm fired up. Can you tell?
Yeah. You know, there's just just sharing that, you know, the plan is, and it's always with the enemy, is to be able to overwhelm you with information. Mm-hmm. Anytime they can overwhelm you with information, then they can begin to control your activity. And so you get overwhelmed with information, and, you know, you're worried about the COVID, you're worried about the taxes, you're worried about, you know, taking care of your family. Your kids are crying, your boss is yelling, whatever. And then you just find yourself saying, you know, why? I don't really want to be involved. I just want to go out in the garden and play with the tulips.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a result, you know, it just ends up becoming overwhelming. But still, at the same sense, we still have our liberties that we have to fight for, no matter what. So if you become about, doesn't matter whether you are left or right or center or wherever you are, mm-hmm. has nothing to do with the politics. It has to do with you as an American, has to do with you as an Oregonian, that if you believe that one person is wrong and one person is right, then they're winning. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what are your liberties. And liberty is freedom with morality. Because once you take morality out of it, then it just becomes anarchy.
Mm.
Now it's just freedom with do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And morality is simply having boundaries within your life of how you should and should not live. So they removed the police department out of Portland. Now we have murders that have gone up 2,000% in Portland. And then you have the mayor saying, you know, well, where's the funding? Well, before you were saying you didn't want any funding. And so you have all of this, and so you keep the chaos going. And when the chaos keeps going, then you've got to turn to somebody that will say, I'll save you.
Mm.
And so we've thrown God out of the school. We've thrown God out of government. We've thrown God out of society. And so who do you turn to? You turn to the big G government. And then government says, I will save you. And this is how I'm going to save you. I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take your property. I'm going to take your freedoms. I'm going to take your guns. I'm going to take your children. And then I'll save you. And then everybody goes, oh, please, just take the pressure away.
Mm.
And so as a result, we're giving it up because our comfort is more important to us than our character. And that is not how we are. We are a nation that was built by character, not our comfort. America wasn't built because we were comfortable. America was built because of our character, the character of people that built the nation is what built this nation is the character of people, not the comfort of people.
When you think about all the businesses that have sacrificed their vision, their dream, sacrificed, you know, hours, their time, sometimes their family, you know, to provide good services and jobs in our economy and all of that. And our businesses are under siege here in Oregon. And not only is it not a good, friendly, inviting environment to start a business,
right,
but to keep it in maintenance. maintain it with all of these regulations. And we had an opportunity to take an excursion a couple days ago to the coast and just do some check-in with some business owners. And it's tough. It's tough. And yet their relationship in that, you know, we sat in the Prairie Market there in Tillamook, and Dave was there, and people were saying, hey, how you doing? How you doing? You know, as you're going in and out, there's such, it is a stable part of that economy there. I can't imagine if it wasn't there. And yet it seems like it's not a priority to our government to support these businesses.
Well, no, that's what I was just saying. Mm-hmm. They want, you know, it has nothing to do with your, you know, character. It has to do with your comfort.
Right.
And everything that is being perpetuated has to do with your comfort, you know. Mm-hmm. So we talk about the vaccine. We talk about the masks and mm-hmm. the social distancing, you know, and then all of a sudden now I'm responsible for your health. Mm. And we get on that, and all it has to do with your comfort. You know, as long as I'm comfortable, I'm good. But nothing about character. What about your character? What is your, how is your character being attacked? Mm. You know, what message, whose message are you actually preaching? Because, you know, everybody goes, well, I don't like preachers. Well, we have a whole lot of them right now. And so what message are you preaching? Who are, what are you subscribing to say, hey, you know, I'm going to do this. Do you know the character of the person that you are subscribing to? Mm-hmm. What is the agenda? What is it that they desire?
Well, yeah. And I think it's important.
I can go on.
Well, I think it's important what you're hitting on. And Ben, when we talk about these businesses and you having the Salem Business Journal, you're connected to several businesses. What have you witnessed in this last year? What are you hearing from these business leaders and owners?
Well, most of the businesses I speak with are members of our Salem-Keizer Business Alliance. Mm-hmm. And when I look at both, if I put both of the publications, Salem Business Journal, SalemSBJ.news, and Salem-Keizer Business Alliance, what it basically amounts to is I hear a lot of businesses that are hurting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying, you know, they don't even know how they're going to be able to stay in business. One of my friends, Bruce Taylor, he's also the publisher of Salem Business Journal. He bought Court Street Dairy Lunch, mm-hmm. and they keep shutting him down, too, as far as, you know, you can't be open this day, you can only have so many people in your restaurant, and that cuts into the profitability. And so some of these restaurants have not survived. There's quite a few of them. I don't know if you know any of the names of them that have failed.
Yeah, there's several of them that have closed down. You look downtown, and it's incredible. And here's the thing that's interesting when I ask questions. So your fees and your licenses, have they given you a discount? Have they, you know, several of the times they've been closed, you know, no, they still have to stay in operation.
Right.
They still have to pay. The government
that's
still
right.
gets theirs.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and we got to remind ourselves that the government creates nothing. They take everything, but they create nothing. And this whole idea that the government's going to take care of us, it's troubling to me, Pastor and Ben. And as we talk about what we can do, there are some solutions. And we want to, after this break, I want to get into this the fellowship. What's it called officially? The Freedom
Business Fellowship.
Business mm-hmm. Fellowship. And invite people to come to this and participate, because there's strength in numbers, isn't there?
There is.
Yes. Yep. And the next meeting is going to be on April 9th.
April 9th.
Right? And this will be the
second
one mm-hmm. officially, right?
Yes.
And I think you introduced it at the Chris Ann Hall. Maybe I'm thinking that was the first.
Right,
at
right.
Chris Ann Hall, we had a luncheon there to introduce the concept. But we had how many businesses?
55. We had 55 businesses represented the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're predicting this next one will be 120.
120. Wow.
Yeah, businesses coming.
And that's on Friday, April 9th. When we come back from this break, I want to ask you a little bit more how this idea got started
sure.
and kind of some of the stories that we've heard since then. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, stirring up some action points for us this morning on this Good Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this fantastic Friday. Good Friday. In the studio with me, I have Lou and Ben. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen. And we're continuing this discussion about Freedom Business Fellowship. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
And I pulled up your website right here, friends. I encourage you, if you have access to the internet, theriverNW.com is a great resource for you. In fact, you can register for the next Business Fellowship, Freedom Business Fellowship gathering on April 9th. Talk to us a little bit about the concept and what were what kind of the mission statement of this?
Well, you have the, you know, the mission statement is, you know, a fellowship of businesses and community leaders networking together to encourage, equip, and empower each other and our communities, and even for generations to come. And so it isn't a matter of church. It's not a churchianity thing. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody says, well, it's involved with the church. You're a pastor. You know, we got to have separation of, you know, politics and religion. And I have to say, well, then what did Jesus ever do? Because he was actually involved around all of that. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, like I said, as the church, I've said this before, as a church and as a leader in the church, I don't believe anybody's going to touch the church. I'm not worried about the church. But as an American, as an Oregonian, I am concerned about what is happening to our liberties, what is happening to the things that we have been given by God. And as a result, you know, we're losing things left and right. And I went down to what started with the FBF was this, is I went down and I was speaking at one of the rallies that was going on. And there was four other rallies that were going on. And it's not that what people are saying is bad, but the problem is everybody's saying different things, trying to achieve the same thing. And we have to come into a place where we have really one voice and one direction, one vision. The Word of God says, without vision, my people perish. Without something that is solidifying. So, you know, the children of Israel, they come out of Egypt, they have different kinds of belief. They step out into the wilderness. Moses goes to the mountain. He hears from God the law, and he comes off the mountain, and they already built a calf, and they already had a whole bunch of different things that were going on, and then there was chaos because there wasn't one direction. And then after the law came, they said, hey, now we have a direction that we're going to go in. This is what we're going to live by. These are the morals that we're going to live by, and we're going to live according to these morals. Then they became a nation. You're not a nation unless you have a direction that you're going in. And you can't continue to go in 100 different directions and make it a nation. You've got to be able to have a vision for the nation. That's what our founders had. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, we're going to have this. We're based off of these things. And it had to do with religious freedoms. It had to do with liberty to gain wealth, to be able to have prosperity without being told if you can and cannot be prosperous. Because, you know, underneath the a monarchy, you were born into prosperity or you weren't.
Right.
And so, you know, and so that's what we're trying to head towards again here, that if you're not of this certain people group, you don't belong. You're just a worker bee. Mm. You're not even a drone.
Well, and Ben, you had an opportunity to go to our meeting, the business fellowship meeting. What did you think? What was your thoughts of that group together?
Well, I thought they were a fairly enlightened group.
Mm-hmm.
The mask mandates that they have, you know, for everybody, when you get together, when you have a meeting, you got to wear a mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
The masks don't work.
No.
It says right on the side of the box. Yet, all these people are convinced that they need to wear a mask. When if they understood how a virus actually works, and they call this an airborne virus, well, the airborne virus is going to be in the air for hours.
Right.
Okay? And on top of that, what's protecting your eyes from the virus getting in there?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you wear glasses, the virus can get around it. So they keep trying to give us false information.
Yeah.
And false information appearing real.
Yes.
They try to generate fear. Anyway.
And I agree. And the businesses that were there, Ben, it seemed like they, when we started, people were not sure what to think, you know, a little apprehensive.
Well, they were.
And then by the end of the night, hope was rising up.
Right. And everybody was so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a very great meeting. I was happy I attended. I was enlightened. Oh, myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's power in meeting together.
There is, and it creates a voice. You know, we all want to be heard, especially when we've been hurt.
Yes.
We want to be heard. We want to say, hey, listen, I've had an injustice done, and I want to know that I am I am heard, I'm seen, mm-hmm. that I have value, that I have purpose. And so the idea of the FBF is for people to come and be able to share with one another their experiences of what they've been going through in the past year and over a year now. You know, what I've been experiencing as a business, what I've been experiencing as an individual. And, you know, and as a result, what happens is, you know, we don't wear masks as a church. We don't have to wear masks. We don't do social distancing. We don't do any of those things. I happen to believe Psalms 91 that no plague will come nigh thy door.
Right.
You know, and people go, well, you know, you can't, you got to believe. No, I believe in God. I trust God for these things. And we also are very practical in our approach to things at our fellowship as well, as far as sanitizing, cleaning, and everything else. It's just weird that you should clean things.
You're responsible adults.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can wear a mask if you wanted to. If you came and you wore a mask, nobody would say anything. It's not, we don't say that you can't wear one. You can wear a mask mm-hmm. if you want to. That's up to you. I happen to believe that people are adults and they can make a decision of whether they can be responsible for their health or not. They know who they are.
One of the things that I loved about the fellowship, and I think what we've experienced this last year, is interesting, where everybody's saying the government's here to save you, but I see the government has been a big bully. They've been a big bully, and they've been picking on the little guys, and just like in the school playground, right? And here we've had all these character counts and all of these programs in the schools about going against the bullies, and yet the biggest bully of all has been the right. government and these mandates. And so the beautiful thing about this fellowship and coming together is we're able to resonate with one another what we've been experiencing and what are we going to do about it? How
right.
can we stay connected? How can we be engaged? And what can we do about it? And when one of us is picked on, what's our plan, right? And right. that's where we're going to continue the discussion after this. You're talking to Lou and Ben and Stacey Ann this morning, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back yeah. after this. Right now, the KSLM studio is going to warm up to about 62 degrees. And as we talk about our wonderful weekend, our Easter weekend, yeah. there's lots going on. In fact, I'm just looking here at the schedule. And friends, you could go to the website, theriverNW.com. And I don't know when you sleep, Pastor Lou and your staff. You got something going on every single night of the week.
Yeah. We do, actually.
Yeah.
We have something going on all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you're going to be a church, then you should be about doing the business of the Father. Mm-hmm. And whatever He hands you, you should take it and run with it, because God will give you the people. God will give you the ability and the know-how how to get it done. And so anyways, that's just part of what we're doing. You know, I want to be about seeing our city set free.
When you think about the founding fathers and you think about the role that the church played back then when America was founded, the church was the community center. Everything,
yep.
every aspect of life was involved.
That's right.
And over the 200 plus years, we've gone away from that. And this whole concept of not, you know, being free about our faith and talking and being able to have it integrated right. into our day-to-day life, that is not what our founding fathers had in mind at all.
No.
And being with our, you know, encouraging our business leaders, and we talked about the fellowship that's coming up in 1 week, April 9th, friends. You can go to theriverNW.com and get registered now. If you know a business owner, you need to tell them, bring them.
Community leader.
And a community leader yep. Or a nonprofit organization. Leader, another
right.
ministry
pastors.
Leader, pastors. We all need to be connected. And we talk about the bully, right? The bully
right.
on the playground, and that concept that right now we almost need to protect ourselves from the government, right? And all of this overreach and all of the insults and all of the threats and all of the fear And when I hear from these business leaders that, yeah, well, you know, I don't want to be closed down, or I don't need a fine from OSHA, or I don't need this or that, it seems like they pick on a few people to use them as examples to keep everybody else in line. And there's some stories that are coming out of some bold business owners.
Amen.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the stories that we've heard from those that have attended so far.
Yeah, well, you know, Ben being one of them, Ben has come mm-hmm. out, you know, and supported the FBF really wonderfully, actually, putting an article in his paper that he mm-hmm. has, and coming alongside and just encouraging businesses and wanting to know how we can lock together. And there's things that we can talk about even for the future and how we can accomplish things in the future. One of them, the other one is Beloved Cheesecake out in Silverton. You know, I was just connected with them literally during the Freedom Business Fellowship. Both her and her husband were crying during the thing because they thought they were all alone. Mm. And then all of a sudden they're in a room full of people that are like-minded, that also have been struggling as well. And so it opens up this thing. When I talk about a fellowship, it isn't a Christian term. It's actually a term of a gathering together of like-minded people mm-hmm. that say, hey, we want to do something. You know, you would have a guild, as you might mm-hmm. even say. I'm kind of an old school guy, so I like old world terms, you know. So it's a fellowship of businesses of coming together, whether they're Christian or not. It doesn't matter to me. As long as they want to see the community changed. You know, I love people. It isn't a matter of whether you agree with me or not. It has nothing to do with agreeing. It has to do with, do you want to see morality come back into our society with the ability to be free? In other words, if you want to wear a mask, that's fine, but don't tell me I have to. Mm-hmm. If you want to beat your head against the wall and you think that's what you need to do, you go ahead and beat your head against the wall, but don't expect me to have to do it mm-hmm. because you believe it's the right thing to do. And so all of us, that's actually the freedom of religion. The freedom of religion isn't shoving a belief down somebody's throat. It's the ability to be able to approach somebody and say, would you like to? And then they can say yes or no to it. And that's the freedom that we have. In other countries, you either believe what they tell you to believe or you don't. You look at old Russia. Russia was the religion of was government. And so as a result, you did not believe or you did not do what the government said. You end up in a gulag. Mm. And the thing... Or shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's the truth. And so you have potentially the same thing here. And so we were talking about the vaccine passport, them trying to push that through. And everybody goes, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is where would the overreach begin? So you can't travel. Well, what do you mean you can't travel? Now you can't do business. If you refuse to take the shot or your body cannot handle the shot, mm-hmm. right? Then as a result, now you can't travel. Now then they pretty soon they say you can't buy food, you can't rent, you can't own a home, you can't go to school, you can't do, so pretty soon where's your rights? And so what I was saying is that if I don't fight for my rights right now, my daughter has no rights. And if I don't teach my daughter how to stand up for liberty, then how is she going to teach her children? So really, it's my children, my children's children that I have to be concerned about. Not so much my daughter right now, because she hates everything that is mm-hmm. going on right now. And I don't even have to tell her. She just looks at things and goes, I cannot believe that is just stupid.
Right.
And she's a child.
Right.
She's 12 years old.
Out of the mouth of babes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's 12 years old mm-hmm. and she sees the injustice that's going on. Well, I don't have to say anything.
And here's the thing, and Ben, you know, you've been in this community and working with businesses and doing the journal and helping them get their message of their businesses out, and you've done a lot of networking over the years. And these businesses are looking for some relief. And for them to think that their relief is going to come from the government, they know different. And for us as individuals out there thinking, consumers thinking that our relief is going to come from the government, just look at what I talked about in the first segment about how the unemployment failure, the DMV failure, you know, then well, let's look at a little bit of history. How has that worked for the Veterans Administration and our vets, you know? When government is involved, there's no solution. The solution is in the people, and the power is in the people. And when we get educated and our IQ raises about our constitutional rights, our Oregon Constitution, oh my goodness, we have a lot of protection that we don't, because we, in a sense, and I'm just as guilty, have been ignorant in what our rights are. First of all, our rights don't come from the government, do they?
No.
And so, Ben, when you hear about these businesses that are suffering, what do you, when you have that one-on-one conversation, what are you telling them?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. The thing is that there are so many people pressuring the businesses right now. There's so much pressure coming down on the businesses. It's like I can tell them that, for example, I'm one of those people who don't believe in having to wear a mask. I don't believe that the business owner should be forced to tell people to wear mm-hmm. masks. And I don't believe that the government has the right to shut businesses down, mm-hmm. which they did, like several restaurants. The thing is, my recommendation is to work together to end the oppression of our government. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
If they tell you you have to wear a mask, that's oppression. That's just step one, what Pastor Lou was talking about. That's mm-hmm. step one of taking away a right. Well, it's not that big of a deal to wear a mask. You don't care about other people. Yeah, I actually do. Mm-hmm. I care in the big picture. I care of what they're going to do to us in the future. If they can get us to do this thing, mm-hmm. then what are they going to add next? And yes. then what do they add next? Mm-hmm. And the proof of that is history.
Right.
If you look at, back in the day, you could go out and you could build a log cabin. Now you got to have all the permits to do it.
Exactly.
Anyway.
On your own land.
On your own land.
Yeah. And it's like a frog in boiling water, right?
Right.
They keep turning the heat up more and more and more. You don't jump out. And so we've got to alert people. We've got to stay awake and we've got to empower people.
That's right.
The power is in them. And by coming together, there's something about, stay home, stay isolated, wear a mask. And when you look at even just the animal kingdom and how the enemy of the predator goes, he isolates, right? And
that's
he
right.
gets them away from the herd to attack. And so so many people, when you talk about the suicide rates and the mental health and all of that, and I am so proud of this. I don't know if you've heard this story, which I haven't talked about it here on the news, but Baker City, Oregon, the mayor of Baker yeah. City, Oregon has declared a economic emergency and a mental health emergency for her town, and they have said we will not comply to the
That's
governor's
right.
orders and yep. mandates. And so when we start seeing communities, counties, things like that saying we can't handle it, we are in a crisis here, and if we don't step up and against these mandates coming down from above, like almost like it's a monarchy, common law, not the constitutional law that we live under or we think we were living under, right? I'm so proud of these mayors and these county commissioners that are starting to stand up. And that's what it takes. And we need the people, the common people, right, to stand up with them.
Yeah, so if they stand up, they don't get attacked, and then everybody, then the government begins to ignore them. So, like, even when we stayed open, okay, in the beginning, when we were open and we didn't have masks and we didn't have all of that in the beginning, we had the black SUVs out front taking the pictures. And they were taking pictures of the people coming in and coming out of our congregation. Mm-hmm. And when we go to approach the vehicles, the vehicles would leave. So it isn't like the government didn't know that we were open. It's more about, are you willing to take a stand?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I believe that, the governor is trying to figure out how she could probably shut us down as a church.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that they can do because the Constitution of Oregon says no law whatsoever will be made against my religious conscience. So that's pretty broad,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. And so as a result, we talked about the Indians. What has the government done for the Indians?
Mm. And keep in mind, I'm Native American.
Right? But if all of the tribes had gotten together, they would have not defeated them.
Mm.
It wouldn't have happened. But everybody had their own way of what they were going to do and how they were going to do it.
So what we need to do is what I was going with that.
Right.
Is
mm-hmm.
We all need to work together to
That's
make
right.
sure that our rights are not taken away anymore.
That's
right.
Correct.
Now, they can fine some of us. We can fight the fines.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They can, anyway, and by the way, I'm not saying this as the paper. Okay,
right,
I got to
right.
make that real
Your
clear.
Your own opinion. Mm-hmm.
My own personal opinions.
Right.
Like with my Salem Kaiser Business Alliance, I am having meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have continued having meetings if the halls hadn't have been shut down and they said, well, we can't have you come here because our rules say everybody mm-hmm. has to wear a mask. But if we all stood up, what are they going to do? Throw us all in jail?
Yeah.
The jails are full. And besides that, look at the big picture. They put us in jail.
You actually
they have to take care of us.
You'd actually get paid if you went to jail.
Right. Because here's the deal. They're going to feed you. They're going to take care of your medical. You don't have to worry about where you're going to live, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear.
And you get a paycheck.
And they give you physical education. And where's
stimulus.
The downside?
Yeah.
And so anyway, so if we all stood up and said, let's not put up with this oppression.
That's right.
What can they do to us?
Right.
And so that's what I like about Pastor Lou doing is he's saying, hey, let's make a stand. Let's not let them take away any more of our rights. And anyway.
Well, and that's where we're at right now. And it's one person taking a stand, but it's the second person who stands with them really is the hero in my mind, because I witnessed this. And by Mart here, maybe I told you this story. There was a gentleman who was, they were chasing him around because he didn't have a mask on. And he's like, no, I don't have to wear a mask. And they're chasing him around. And then pretty soon the second person, and then all of us had our masks off. And there were too many of us to chase around to tell you know, you can't wear a mask, you can't buy, you can't be in here. And that's where it starts, is that rippling effect.
And I think we're seeing it actually throughout the community. You know, we're over a year into the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of these things, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, there's much bigger pictures that are going on, much bigger things that are going on mm-hmm. than COVID. I mean, you look at the crisis at the border, you see the things that are going on, and the things that are going on even with our neighbors, you know, and all the things that are happening. You got to realize there's something bigger that is going on than all of this, and it has to do with community. It has to do with how we're going to love one another. How is it that we're going to help each other to prosper and to see our families healthy?
Well, in the silver lining, we're always looking for that silver lining. We are better together.
That's right.
And knowing that power of being together, meeting together, nothing can come against that. So we're going to continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. To you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Good Friday to you, my friend. As we head into the weekend, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, Easter weekend. I encourage you, you know, if you're looking for a place to worship this Sunday, I encourage you to go to the river and go to their church. It's located, Pastor Lou, it's right off of Portland Road. Is that kind of where?
Yeah,
4675
Portland mm-hmm. Road, Suite 190. We're right next door to Harbor Freight. I think they should give us a free screwdriver. Because every time I talk about the church, I say,
you're giving them a promo.
I give them a promo every single time. I actually went in there and said, hey, can I get a free screwdriver? And they said no.
Oh, well, you know, they have really good coupons, because Terry gets their little brochures, right. And they do give free things away. You just have to have the coupon, I bet. So you have something special. You have like a little brunch thing going on before church.
Yeah, we have our, you know, we have Good Friday service tonight. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday morning we have, of course, you know, Easter service. And at 10 a.m. they're going to have a continental breakfast before everybody, mm-hmm. you know, before the service that starts at 10. And then, of course, the service starts thereafter. 10:40 is when the worship will start. And they have a phenomenal program that is going on. The kids do and the youth do. And we mm-hmm. have a choir, you know, in the whole nine yards. And my wife said it's phenomenal. I actually have not seen the program yet.
Oh, I'm excited.
I kind of do that on purpose because mm-hmm. I just enjoy seeing it for the first time of mm-hmm. them playing together. But my wife said it's phenomenal.
Good.
And so I'm excited about it. And, you know, and you don't, like I said, you don't have to worry about wearing a mask or social distancing. Mm-hmm. We don't do contact tracing. You don't have to get the ticket to get into the service. you know, but once again, if you show up with a mask, nobody's going to say anything. I promise you, not one person is going to say anything to mm-hmm. you. And if they do say something to you, come and talk to me and I'll go talk to them.
You'll handle it.
Mm-hmm. You know, but so, yeah, I encourage you to come in and be part of it. They have some special things going on with the kids as well that day. And we have a phenomenal kids program.
You have an incredible little coffee shop, too, that
yes,
I love.
Yes, we do have a great coffee shop.
And the Continental Breakfast sounds exciting to me. I'm planning on being there, planning to bring Terry along with me because he's off that day from work. So that works out good.
I think
How
there's
about
even
you,
gonna,
Ben?
Think,
Are you going to try to come along with us on Sunday?
I will make an attempt.
All right.
I have a lot of stuff to catch up. I just got mm-hmm. back from a business trip, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of stuff to catch up. I have to do a lot of stuff on the website. You know, there's a lot of update I have to do with SBJ.news. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we still have a story. If you go to SBJ.news and click mm-hmm. on one of the papers, and you can go find the River Church story.
Oh, good, yeah.
And if you click on that, it'll take you right to the River Church link as well.
Fantastic. So,
and the businesses also there.
Oh, and there was a couple businesses like Jen's...
beloved beautiful,
the cheesecake business.
And by the way, she makes a really good cheesecake. Can we run a commercial for
her?
She
has a really good cheesecake. What kind do you like?
Well, I had the chocolate cheesecake.
Mm.
There was a name with it on top of chocolate, but mm-hmm. it was good.
I'm sugar-free, so...
So do they have sugar-free?
They do. Yes, they have a sugar-free New York-style cheesecake. And
they had a key lime, too.
Yeah, they had a key lime also. Super delicious. My wife had something yesterday, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a new one that she has out with an almond crust. And something I can.
You guys macaroon. Actually got to go on a little date and escape for the day,
we did.
Or part of the day anyway.
That's very unusual. I forced her. I said, we're going.
Yay.
And I put her in the car and I took her out a little bit.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Yeah. That's something I probably will have to do with Terry at some point, escape over
doesn't
there.
It doesn't happen very often.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you've got this Wednesday night as well. It continues on the Liberty First University.
Liberty First University, Chris Ann Hall. It's her university that she has, and it's a class. You're going in, you're learning mm-hmm. about your liberties, you're learning about your rights, you know, the history of the Constitution, socialism, you know, morality of defiance, all of these kind of things that you can learn to be able to stand up, because you need to know what your rights are. So that is continuing. We had over 77 people there on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The group is growing. Things are changing in that. And then we also have the FBF that's going to be on the 9th, Freedom Business Fellowship, of coming together so that we can create one voice that we were talking about with One Direction mm-hmm. Instead of all kinds of different things going on. And then we have our Sunday service. We have Monday CR, we have Tuesday women's group, we have Wednesday training classes, we have Thursday midweek service, then we have Friday, which is small groups, and then we have Saturday, which is men's group, and then we have Sunday service. So literally we have something going on, let alone the coffee shop and whatever else people want to do in the community. And I've opened it up for businesses to say, listen, if you want to come and conduct business within mm-hmm. a place, that you can come and we'll open up the coffee shop for you, and you can have business, sit down with people and
I
talk.
Love that. I love it's really adding value to our community. And I encourage you, friends, if you have an event, some outreach, something that you want to do, to really get a hold of Pastor Lou and Pastor Trina. She's more the admin side of
she
things.
She is the admin,
and
yeah.
the schedule, we could work together. I love it. I even went and had a meeting last week in the little foyer area where they you made me a coffee.
I did.
Yes, it was so fun.
I was
and
the barista
so,
that day.
Yeah, yes, you were. And so I encourage you, friends, to get plugged in. And that's the beautiful thing for me, is I feel like I'm connected. And having moved here and not knowing, I didn't know until Chris Ann Hall that you have been open all this time. I had no idea. And I feel like, you know, things have opened. And I know for me and my own personal mental health, yes, I have all the listeners and I enjoy connecting over the phone and over the radio, but there's something, the power of being with other people. It's amazing.
We also do a round table on Fridays mm-hmm. online. Also after this, I go back and I do the online round table, and we talk about political things, and we talk about, like last week, we talked about mental health
mm-hmm.
With Terry Pond, and mm-hmm. she's a counselor, and we were talking about mental health, and we were talking about the things that are going on.
Yes, and this is really important to stay connected like this.
Yep.
So we encourage you to be a part of it. And Ben, I thank you for what you do with your business journal and the connection that you do. And I've had a few people ask me about this. You do this thing, this showbiz thing, where business get to highlight themselves and kind of, but because of COVID, it's been changed a few times. You thinking about a plan maybe this fall?
Right. Well, what the idea was, we had planned on doing it May 20th, 2020, which mm-hmm. 5/20/2020.
Oh, yeah.
And we had over 100 merchants signed up for the event. And then we had to put it off because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to put it off because of COVID. And then mm-hmm. we had to put it off because of COVID. Oh, okay. And now we're going to have it sometime. We're waiting for word from the city to find out if we can do it. Our plan is to do it at the Riverfront Park, because mm-hmm. there's a whole lot more exposure there.
Right.
A whole lot more. The businesses will be able to see more people.
Mm-hmm.
It's open air.
Mm-hmm.
So... maybe you won't have to wear a mask. And we're trying sometime
it.
August yeah. is the plan at the moment.
Okay. And or the parking lot of the church if we have to, yeah. right?
Hey, there we go.
let's create a
the idea is that we wanted to do it at Riverfront Park because mm-hmm. of how many people will see, you know, because
sure.
we have the banners up for the businesses.
Yeah.
And
that
so this whole thing is, how can we help business?
Yep.
And so what I'm doing personally, and I'm going to be running stories in the paper, is how can we work with what Pastor Lou is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be talking to some of their, I want to get some stories from their, from the various members of the Freedom Business Fellowship and put their, and give their stories.
And highlight them, yes.
And also hot link their, their, you know, like we'll have a picture in on SBJ.news where they can click on that and go directly to their website so they can learn a little bit more about the businesses. And that's what we need to do is we really need to support our local businesses.
That's correct.
And we need to support the businesses that are trying to make a stay on to protect our rights.
That's right. That's right.
I agree.
That's exactly what we're doing. And as we talk about this Easter weekend and the good news and what's happening, I'm going to give you the last little bit here until we close out. Speak to that person who's been isolated, who's been alone, feeling, you know, fear-filled or hopeless right now. Mm. Talk to him or her.
Well, you know, so you have, you know, you have Good Friday, Jesus being crucified, and then you have the Resurrection Day. And Resurrection Day is when Jesus came out of the tomb. Well, in the same way, whatever you're going through in your life, whatever's happening, there's always a way out. And I found in my life, because I wasn't raised in churchianity, that my life was changed because of what Christ did for me. And he spoke to me and said that, you know, that he loved me, that he was there for me. And I want to encourage you that God loves you and he has a plan for you, and to get connected with the local fellowship that has your best interest in mind, that's going to be able to celebrate you and not just tolerate you. And so I encourage you to surrender to Jesus, allow him to touch your life so that you're never the same again. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And God bless the USA. Have a wonderful weekend, friends. Thank you.